We come this morning in our reading through the book of Exodus to the 19th chapter. Next time, we arrive at the Ten Commandments. And often, we have misunderstood the Ten Commandments. They have been seen throughout the ages as the means by which we gain God's favor, by being good little people, by doing all those things that God has commanded, we catch God's attention and so earn his favor and grace. But what we discover as we read through this book of Exodus, as we look this morning at this 19th chapter, is that God calls his people to himself, commits himself to them, and then lays before them his will for their lives. Calling, redemption come first, and then good works and obedience follow, not to earn God's favor, but to give thanks for it. It's at Mount Sinai that God establishes his covenant with Israel. It's a binding one, a covenant between God and man. But it is one, make no mistake, that God initiates and then administers. It is, in a sense, a treaty. It is a promise on God's part to do certain things, and then he lays before man an obligation for obedience. God had punished the Egyptians. They did not believe his word, and he'd rescued Israel because they did. They'd been witnesses to everything that God had done, and now God brings them to himself, literally, at Sinai, where he appears at the top of the mountain. God had freely chosen to save Israel and to destroy Egypt. He'd called Israel to be his people. And Israel, if they obeyed and kept his commandment, he says, will be his treasured possession and a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Those are the same three blessings that the Apostle Peter says are ours today in the New Testament era. He says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter declares who we are, what we're to do as God's people. We, the church, are the new Israel. All the promises of the Old Testament to Old Testament Israel, to the church in the wilderness, as the Apostle Paul calls it, find meaning and fulfillment in us today. But as we'll see in the text, we don't tremble before the mountain, filled with terror, forbidden to approach God. But as we've just sung, Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, welcomes us into God's presence and assures us of his mercy and grace. We don't come to the mountain as Israel did, but we come to the throne of the risen Christ. Exodus chapter 19. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel. So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. When Moses told the words of the people to the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people, and you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot, whether beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a long blast, they shall come up to the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the Lord answered him in thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. And Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us, saying, set limits around the mountain and consecrate it. And the Lord said to him, go down and come up, bringing Aaron with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. To stand in the presence of a holy and righteous God is a terrifying thing, unless we come in the name of his Son Jesus, cleansed by his blood, indwelt by his Spirit, and assured of his mercy and grace forever and forever. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's word.